Welcome back to HTP Podcast, where we go beyond just strokes and strategy. And our mission is to change the culture of tennis by having one conversation at a time. And today I'm so excited to have Kate Hollis with us here today. I've known you, gosh, forever. It was so fun working with you because you are one player that I really got to work with for a long period of time, which doesn't typically happen. And it for me, it was a lot of fun. Obviously, we had built such a great relationship through tennis and really learned so much about you individually, but also like things to look for when players are developing physically and emotionally and mentally and all that. So for me, it was so much fun. And I just love too that like our relationship still, continues even off the court.
Hi, my name is Kate Paulus, and oh my gosh, it was such a pleasure and just an honor, I guess, to work with you. And it was great. I have three younger brothers, and so working with, I mean, we lived together, like we were on the road all the time. You were like a sister, so it was great. And it just, I mean, we had some amazing times. Sometimes we maybe, sorry if I fought you like a sister.
It's all good. It's meant to happen that way.
I'm originally from Kansas City, and I think I started playing tennis. Like I had a racket in my hand by the age of whenever you can walk. I don't know what age that is. My
Two.
mom, yeah, exactly. My mom, I have her to thank for tennis. She introduced me to the sport. She started playing, I think, I don't know, right before she got pregnant with me and fell in love with it. So I automatically was going to be playing tennis. But growing up, I played every sport I think possible, gravitated towards tennis. And I ended up making the move from Kansas City to South Florida. And just to, I mean, that's where it's either South Florida or California are the meccas for tennis, and I wanted to see how good I could be, and fortunately my family was willing to move, and that's where I got to train with you and some of the best players and coaches in the country and even the world. Yeah, from there I ended up playing Division One at TCU for my freshman and sophomore years, and then I had to medically retire, unfortunately, with a bad back. But everything happens for a reason. So that's,
I think, injuries, like before going to college, you battled with injuries on and off. And I think now more people are talking about it, but it was like, and doing like a lot of active recovery and like overworking, put in so much work that it was like you probably needed double the time for your body to recover. Like when I played, it definitely wasn't a priority. And then when you played, it was like, okay, I see the importance of this. Like, but like, how do we actually tweak it in? Because it was still somewhat new. And then now I feel like there's such more of an emphasis on it, on that recovery and whatnot. I think some of those injuries like harden your tennis career, but then overall, like well-being of life.
Your point too. It's okay, I got injured. That's like, it's almost how quick can I recover, because there's another tournament, and so you're not really fully recovering. You're getting kind of just to the point where you're like, I'm good enough. And so that, that was hard. And overall, I mean, it was so tough because I would get injured and then I'd have to sit out and then I'm falling behind. And then, I mean, it was a total mental thing for me because I'm like, well, they're all the other girls are going to Europe. They're going to go and I'm here. I'm in a cast or, whatever it was. And then when I was able to get back on the court, you know how it is. It's you're rusty. You play not pretty. And that's frustrating too. And so overall, you're like, gosh, do I suck? Like what? I mean, this is such a bummer. And mentally, it was hard to try and overcome that, and just to try and overcome, okay, how do I really feel? Am I just telling myself, oh, it's okay, it's not bad? Unfortunately, I have a high pain tolerance, or maybe four, I don't know. But
I
so I would,
understand.
play through a lot. And then you get to a point where you're like, oh no, I probably should take a break. And it was just a lot. It was hard for my overall well-being. You get injured, you take the time, probably not as much time as you should. And at that point, there probably wasn't as great. The rehab wasn't as cutting edge as it is now. This it all just stinks, and you kind of get yourself into a hole mentally, or at least I did. And so that was really tough.
Yeah. And I think you touch on with that, like, I think that happened for so many players. And I think now more people are becoming aware of mental health. But like when you played, when I played, that was just not a thing.
Right.
And I think too, going into like the injury aspect that you're talking about, like you don't realize, yes, it's physical, but you don't realize how much of a mental toll it's taking on you until you can kind of like your years out and you can reflect back on. 'Cause like when you're in the middle of it, you're in it
You
and
don't
it's
see it
so,
at all.
yeah, you don't see
Yeah.
anything else because you're so involved in your emotion of how you're feeling that it's really hard to be involved in emotion and then be able to like objectively take yourself out of that to look. And I feel like that only happens until like, you know,
Years down.
years.
Yeah, for
Yeah.
sure. For
So I
sure.
think, you know, what you're saying is really, really common for a lot of people. And you feel like, okay, I'm finally making ground as especially for you were a junior who had like battled with injuries. So it's like, okay, I'm finally making ground. I got some really good tournament results. I got injured. Now I feel like I have to go back and start over again. And when that happens, it's okay. If it happens once, great. But when it happens two, three, and then like four times, you're kind of like WTF, like at that point. And it's tough. Though at the same time, through tennis, like what do you think some of your like greatest opportunities that tennis gave you? Because tennis is very enriching as a sport, I feel like. And there's a lot of different ways people can have opportunities. What were some of those for you?
Absolutely. I think I got to travel the world. I got to with you too.
Yes.
I mean, we got to go to some pretty cool places.
Totally.
And that all of my friends who were back home in Kansas City, I'm like, we're in Bermuda.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm on a pink beach right now. I don't know what you're up to.
Yeah.
But and playing tennis, of course.
Yeah.
But I mean, traveling was amazing, but also just the unique skill set that you get from being such a high level athlete, time management, being able to kind of going back to the all
Like
these setbacks.
adaptability, like being able to adapt.
Exactly. Adapt and move and change and pivot. And then also, if I didn't play tennis, I wouldn't have gone to the school that I went to and then had the opportunities that I have now. And I mean, I'm so thankful for that. I wouldn't change anything. Like I played Division I tennis at TCU and it was amazing. I loved it. And from there, I ended up working for a advertising marketing agency for, and our client was PepsiCo. And then from there, I'm like, I miss sports. I miss tennis. I'm going to go back and get my master's in sports management. And so everything, it all leads back to tennis.
Yeah.
Every opportunity I've had, I think has been because I played tennis, and
Yeah.
I'm really grateful for what it's taught me as a per like the different skill sets, like I mentioned, time management, and that's so important in everything, in work, in life, like your personal life and relationships and stuff. And I think those are the most important things, and the friends too that I
Yeah.
made and met. And I mean, I haven't talked to some of them in years, but I could pick up the phone and call them right now, and if they needed to, would talk to me for hours, or
Yeah.
so that's really special.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I love that. The connections you make in tennis are just amazing. It can lead you to so many different avenues. I mean, from traveling the world to meeting people from other countries, like it gives you such a broader spectrum of the world that you wouldn't have otherwise. And then even if you're only playing like nationally too, or just, you know, statewide, like you're still going to meet more people through that
Absolutely.
sport. And then, for some, it's like some of them become some of your best friends. Other times, sometimes they hate you.
And
Because
that's
you
just the name of
beat,
the game.
yeah, because they beat you, especially when it comes to
Right.
girls, it's
Yep.
like,
Oh gosh.
yeah, or some of like the negative things that come with tennis, especially as a competitive junior. I mean, you're a top national player.
I think the hardest thing for me was pressure. And I mean the pressure that I would put on myself, not necessarily in a match, because I loved that. I loved being in a match. Like it's the third set tiebreaker back against the wall. Great. Fine. Love it. I feel like I thrive in that scenario. But the pressure when you're off the court, I compared myself so much to every other person, not even girls, just, I mean, training with guys on the court. I'm like, why can't I do that? Or, being at tournaments, why am I not winning? All these things. And then the pressure to, my parents gave up so much, they moved for me. So the pressure to kind of, prove to them, hey, this is what I'm doing, show for what I'm doing. And so that was really hard. And I think, easier said than done, like, oh, it's just tennis, it's okay, pressure's privilege. And that's so true. But it's also on the flip side of that, it's de can be debilitating. And I struggled with that a lot.
I think that's such a good point. I think comparison, all the technology that we have is like at an all-time high. And then the pressure on top of it, like, you're 13 years old and you're playing in a national tournament and it's super competitive. Like, you want to win, your family wants you to win. And to you at that, or to any 13-year-old at that time, it's their whole world. It means everything. To be able to also emotionally handle that is a huge deal. And I think honestly, we lack a lot of that in this sport, is like the emotional component of being able to handle things. Of course, a 13-year-old is going to be a 13-year-old, but like,
Right.
what tools could we give them more to be able to handle that? Then those are tools that you can utilize later on in your life, when
Right.
you're still in a pressured situation, but you know how to handle it and you know what to do because you've been in it so many times. Another thing that I really want to touch on with you, that is transgender, primarily men playing in women's sport. And obviously a huge advocate has been Riley Gaines. She had a huge personal story with that. But what I have seen is people who are for transgender in sports, people who don't play sports don't really seem to understand this. And anyone that I've talked to who plays a sport, like, is like, men should be playing in men's sports. So I wanted to hear your take on it too about that.
Never had a firsthand experience, but just, I mean, imagining it's frustrating because the biological makeup is so different. There's no way I could, technically speaking, I'm at the same level as a guy. Like if I played four at TCU on the lineup and I'm playing the number four man on the men's team lineup, whatever, he's gonna kick my butt. Do not think it is fair. I do not think that transgender man who becomes a woman should be allowed to play on a women's team or in women's sports. I think if that is going to be a larger issue in the future, there should be a transgender division or,
Totally. I agree. I'm just
yeah.
like, even handicapped people have made
Right.
their own avenue for their own thing. And that's like,
Absolutely.
why are you taking over women's sports? I mean, this is the other thing I don't quite understand, is if all these people are wanting to have women's rights, this is actually taking away from women's rights. And that
Completely.
goes with competing on whatever, field, game, mat, and in the locker room. Like, that's just crazy that they are allowing men in a locker room with women. That makes no sense to me, even if you don't identify with that. I don't care, like, outside of that, if you are a man, you want to be a woman, woman. If you're a woman, you want to be a man, great. Just
Yeah.
go on about your day. Why does it need to be
Kind of being thrown at you
pushed?
or forced. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's for sure an agenda being pushed because transgender has been around. Why is it all of a sudden around now? And vice versa, like women shouldn't be playing in men's sports either. Like it's just the brain works different, biology works different. And at the end of the day, it'd be like, oh, well, they're gonna give him hormones. It doesn't matter. Like he
It
had, like
doesn't.
there's a reason why men have higher testosterone than women, and women have higher estrogen than men. And that is biological, that is chemical. And even if you initially change that, you are actually messing up the original balance of the body. Again, if someone wants to do that, great, but you don't need to push it upon someone else. Be who you are, but don't push your agenda on me. Just like I'm not gonna push my agenda on you and what I believe. And I just think it's gotten so out of hand and so extreme to the fact that NCAA even agreed with this because they have so many rules and regulations about so many, like if you think about substances and hormones, if a woman took a hormone like steroids, that is illegal. How is this allowed? Like just looking at it from giving someone hormone, like that shouldn't be allowed because it's already not allowed.
I know. So how, where, make it make sense.
Make it make sense. Yeah, like it's already not allowed. So all of a sudden, because someone feels a certain way, now it's okay. Oh no, I know who I am. I am definitely a boy that's in a female body. Great. I mean, I have a whole lot more about that. But yeah, go on.
No, but I was just gonna, I mean, like back to the then have your own league.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do, and I'm gonna believe what I'm gonna believe. And if you
Yeah.
want to, however you feel, you are a man and you feel like you're a woman, anything I say isn't gonna change your
Yeah,
thought process. So
exactly.
fine, but do not come into my locker room and be changing in front of me and then go, do not come onto my court and play me because you're gonna be bigger than me. And okay, maybe you've taken the hormones. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You are biologically completely different and it's not fair.
Yeah.
And I think it takes away from women's rights and empowerment. I don't know. I just think it,
Yeah. I mean, I do. I think it is taking away from women's rights. And these are supposed to be the people who are for women's rights, equality, and all of that. And it just, that doesn't, like, if it's
It's totally
equality,
inequal. Like you're
yeah,
telling
it's
me I'm gonna go
totally
play a man?
unequal. Yeah. Like,
A biological man?
I grew up with two older brothers. Like, there is no way that when I was young in the field playing football with them, I wasn't about to tackle them. They weren't about to tackle me.
No, because
Like,
they're gonna break your arm or
they're
something
going
at
to kill
work.
me out there.
Yeah,
Yeah,
exactly.
like it isn't equal. To deny that just doesn't make sense. And if you really want to advocate for change and you really do so firmly believe that transgenders should have equal rights, go advocate for making a new league. There's
Exactly.
people make new leagues all the time,
Right. That
you
way
know.
everybody can play everybody, and that's
Exactly. In
great.
that league. Yeah. Like, exactly. If that's what you really want, you're actually advocating for equality, then that actually makes sense. Thank you for sharing that because I don't think people realize that when you've actually played a sport and you've actually played at a very high level, that you can't even compare. You cannot compare men to women when it comes to that. If you could share, if someone was in your shoes when you were dealing with a lot of pressure or dealing with a lot of injuries, and with that, what advice would you give to that person?
I am going to credit my college coach for this one, and it's about perspective. And so he would tell us this, and I don't think I really got it until, a couple of years later. So darn it, but I would go back and tell somebody or someone that's in my shoes, as a younger version, zoom out, go 30,000 foot view. Think about what are you thankful for? Like you have an able body, you have a family, you have whatever you have, find something that you're thankful for and think about how whatever is stressing you out. Oh, shoot, I'm injured today. Or, I'm out for a couple weeks. Okay, great. Reframe it. Find perspective. Okay, you're going to be out for a couple of weeks, but thank God you are out now and it could have been been worse if you kept playing on whatever injury or something. So I
Yeah.
think just finding perspective and reframing and finding something that you're thankful for me, and I do this today and like every day, I'm like, okay, this was a bummer today, but guess what? This happened and I'm so happy about that. Doing those things, it kind of relieves the pressure. You're like, okay, I'm not doing brain surgery. This isn't, it's not the end of the world. It feels like it, but let's reframe. And I think that's super helpful because the pressure builds and it's hard. And it is hard. It's easier said than done. But I think in the moment, trying to find your perspective and zone out 30,000 feet.
I love that. I mean, I think that's so helpful. And I think that's something you can utilize for the rest of your life. That's something anytime you get into pressured situation, some type of obstacle that you're dealing with, even if it's with, family and friends, right? Like being able to kind of like come back, take yourself out and look from it kind of like a fly on the wall, can always help a situation. Thank you so much for your time today, Kate.
Of
I really
course. I was
appreciate it.
so happy to do this. It was awesome.
Thank you guys. If you like these interviews, please continue to subscribe, like, and share.